the new WCHL.
Good morning. It's 8:45, and we have some special guests in the studio today. Judy Conanch and Evan Thelman, representing Chapel Hill Philharmonia. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much for having us.
All right. You guys have something really special coming up. A young people's concert coming up on Sunday at Keenan Music Hall. And, Evan, tell us what this is all about.
Well, this is the Chapel Hill Philharmonia. It's the community-based orchestra here in Chapel Hill. And I'm guest conducting this concert, and this is our annual children's concert, and where we essentially take over the rehearsal hall and pack it with 250 to 300 children and parents. And our featured piece this year is the Benjamin Britten Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, kind of the seminal piece for introducing young people to an orchestra.
Well, we all know about Chapel Hill Philharmonia, but tell us about the history of youth-centered orchestral education and how this all got started. Judy, can you shed some light on that?
Well, a number of years ago, maybe 8 or 9, we had a guest conductor, Andrew McAfee, who's known to many of you, and he came and decided that we needed to have a children's concert, and we played music from Harry Potter, as well as some other things. And it went over so well that a year or two later, the Philharmonia decided, well, we ought to do that every year. And we've been doing it every year since.
Well, I see on the list for this year, the Star Wars suite and Harry Potter suite by John Williams, young people conducting, and I would imagine that that is probably one of the favorite things that they like to do.
Yeah, that's how we close the concert. And so this year we figured we'd have two pieces that the kids probably already knew. Mm-hmm. And so we essentially get a parade of students and kids up there, and they each get a chance to kind of swing the stick and change the tempo or the dynamic and kind of have their way with this music that they already know. And it's a lot of fun.
How do you feel about conducting young people rather than adults? Is it more fun, more loose, what?
Well, this orchestra is all, of course, adults. And when the kids get up there to conduct, it's actually interesting to see how some of them engage the orchestra as if they've been up there their whole lives. Mm-hmm. And some of them, of course, are a little more tentative, and then they get more comfortable. And it's a lot of fun to see, because when you first invite the students up there, the kids up there, maybe 7 of them are interested, and the rest of them are very tentative, like, oh, I don't want to do that. And then once they see the kids having fun, then you get this line out the door of them waiting their turn.
Judy, tell us about the Chapel Hill Philharmonia in general, what you do all year long. How many concerts do you play and all that sort of business?
Well, we have 4 concerts typically in a year, although we'd maybe like to increase to 5. We play a children's concert in the fall, and then we play serious classical music in a concert in December, one in February, and sometimes in December and February we feature soloists. The soloists may be students or faculty from the UNC Music Department, or as in this February, we're featuring a piano soloist coming all the way from Belgium to play with us. And then in May, we have our final concert, which is the Youth Concerto Competition winner, and we have some teenager between the age of 13 and 17 who's won the concerto competition come and play with us.
Fantastic. Evan, I understand that the mayor is even involved in this on Sunday.
Yeah. Mayor Heminger is coming to be our guest narrator for the Britten. So the Britten is basically an introduction to each instrument and section in the orchestra, and so the narrator is the person who says, well, here's the flute section, or here's the brass section. And this is there's a long-standing tradition of everyone from Sting to Sean Connery has played this role, and then we're pleased that Mayor Heminger is going to be with us to do that on Sunday.
I'm sure she's...
We couldn't get Sean Connery. I couldn't find his email address.
I'm sure the mayor will do a fine job. Well, Judy, tell us how folks can find out more about not only this concert, but about Chapel Hill Philharmonia in general.
Well, we have a Facebook site, www.chapelhillphilharmonia.org. That's our website. We have a website online, and then we're also on Facebook, as well as we try to have publicity locally. So there are a couple places you can look, and anyone who comes to the concert gets a program that lists all our future concerts for them as well.
Fantastic. Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today and finding our brand new location. Thanks for being here. And have a great day and have a great time on Sunday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
It is 850 WCHR.